Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do, God will understand. So now you feel just inside, you do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Don't you be
to the Contending for the Faith broadcast. And yes, we are the Ready Church from YouTube. And this is a day that the Lord has made, and we're going to what? Rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, from 1 week to the next, I tell you, every day you hear so much going on in this wicked, evil world. But we thank and praise God, even in the midst of everything, he's still yet keeping us. Oh, yes, we thank him on tonight. And I was just thinking, you know, like I said, from 1 week to the next, you just hear so much stuff. I was looking, and I saw where this young man having a bikers conference. Come on, Biker Sunday. Oh, my God. I'm talking about motorbikes. Oh, my God. What next? What next, church? Come on. Come on. We're running out of time. We're wasting time. The word of God said redeem the time because the days are evil. Oh, it's just so upsetting when you see so much that's going on. And in that same church, I saw that the pastor, he was standing up at the podium, and he had a lot of his brotherhood brothers around him, and they all had their little aprons on with the little different symbols. And you know that, Lord have mercy, you know that the enemy is trying to build the Tower of Babel again. There's confusion everywhere, inclusion everywhere. I'm telling you, compromise everywhere. But just think and praise God, if you just keep your mind stayed on him, he told us he would keep us in peace and perfect peace, God, on today, to be able to, you know, to keep your mind stayed on Jesus in an evil time like we're living in today. We know on last week, Audrey Dunder was talking about, you know, some of these other bishops and stuff, and, you know, the teachings and so much stuff that they done came into the church with, and, you know, and where they came from. You know, sometimes, you know, you've been listening to people, and you don't even know where they come from. It's so important that you get to the root of this thing. That's why they're twisting up and changing things on you, because, you know, they was ordained for such a time as this. Word of God said many are called, but few are chosen. I mean, some of these people were called themselves. I mean, they put them on, put their own self into positions and stuff, you know. But I tell you, today we're going to read from Malachi chapter 3. It said, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messengers of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and fuller's soap. I'm telling you, Lord have mercy, we better run like never before. He's sending his messengers to warn you. You know, that's what he called the pastors to do, to warn you of your wickedness and to warn you of sin and to help you to be aware of the things that you're seeing taking place on today. I tell you, I tell you, it's just so much. I just say, so full when I see all this mess that's taking place and the decay that has come in the house of God. And I'm not talking about no tube decay, but I'm talking about truth decay. Oh, yes, everything is becoming rotten. And, you know, there's been a very deep declining of God's word and promises on today. Lord, we just thank you and praise you on today, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would just minister to us in a special way. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you to come to hinder us and to stop us and to try to bind us up in this last hour. But we pray for the listeners on today that you would give them spiritual ears to hear, for there's life in the word of God on today. And I'm saying that on last week we didn't finish out with Brother Ajudanda, so we're going to have him to come back and finish up on today. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm going to continue on at what we talked about last week with the Global United Fellowship and Bishop J.D. Ellis and Bishop Neil Ellis. Well, Neil Ellis was consecrated by Bishop J.D. Ellis. And I talked about a number of things, but some of the things that I probably didn't get to was that I do have a letter that the Pope actually wrote to the Joint College of Bishops, and I will read some of that today because it is on the basis of inclusionism. And it lets you know that they are working under the Babylonian system and everything is getting lined up for the, you know, for the New World Order. The Pope wrote a letter to the Joint College in 2000. He said, "I extend a special welcome to the members of the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. I am confident that you that your visit to Rome will help to strengthen the ecumenical relations between the Catholics and the Pentecostals." It talks about the anniversary, the marking of the anniversary, the Tamil organization of Rome. They were celebrating that very year that this letter was written. And it says, upon all the pilgrims from England, Australia, Japan, and the United States, I cordially invoke blessing of the Almighty God. But that letter was sent to the Joint College of Bishops, which is headed by the Bishop J.D. Ellis. And this college is set up where bishops come in and get indoctrinated with Catholic doctrine, as I went on and explained some of that last week, and how at this college they learn, and then your bishop goes back out into society, into these churches, and they have the legal presence. I established diction that they have, juris, which means legal, and the diction, which means to speak. So the bishop has legal authority to speak in wherever he goes, whether it's biblical, whether it's just off whim, whether it makes sense or anything. They have the legal right to do that because it's set up by their association with the Joint College. You know, they have different levels. I talked about the archbishops, which Bishop J.D. Ellis is, and they have some of the other ones who might be just mere bishops or some even presiding bishops under a archbishop. So and then you have the pastors and, you know, the evangelists, and then, you know, the hierarchy system, you know, which they're setting it up in this way, and I'm not talking about, you know, the right way that it's supposed to be, but I'm talking about these people that are plaguing, you know, the right way and the truth, and trying to put this out into different churches and different, you know, areas. And so Bishop J.D. Ellis, I was talking a little bit about that his wife had a book, but I didn't really state the name. But, you know, her book is called Women Came First. Now, women came first. That's not right. That's not biblical. That's not the scripture. You know, women did not come first. That, you know, go back to Genesis. So, you know, God came first. Okay? And you know, then he went on to all, you know, just all into down into creation. And then it talks about him, you know, creating man. And then it talks about, you know, then the woman came. So you need to be putting things in perspective order if you're going to put things out there like that. So there's different things going on like that. She's also having these, you know, these fashion shows, and with the Judge Mabel and Ephraim coming in, and, you know, there's just the world coming in to influence the church. And if you have all this going on, you know, that is why, you know, the unrighteousness is in there, you know, because of the fellowship with, you know, with the unfruitful works of darkness. So that's what's going on. Bishop J.D. Ellis, his daughter and his wife attended Catholic schools. Daughters went to the Notre Dame Catholic High School. So if you're a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and you're representing one thing, and then you're sending your children off to be plagued with this error, with this heresy, with this false doctrine, with this, you know, with this teaching that is not of the Bible, and then they come back to the church and then relate this type of, you know, heresy and doctrine to the congregation. So that's going on. And I do have a mission statement that was from the school. It says, from the Notre Dame Catholic School, because that's what it is. And I also talked about Catholicism. It's the universal church. It involves inclusion. So the mission statement was talking about that their mission is basically to transform these people, transform their students, and to, you know, do for them to do like Christ did. You know, it's basically like they're trying to get it like these people are Christ, like little small Christs, and they're representing Mary. You know, it says the Sisters of Mary at Notre Dame School. That was also listed there, and it, you know, it talks about that. And Bishop J.D. Ellis's wife attended, you know, a Catholic school, and, you know, the daughters, Jessica Ellis, Sabrina Ellis is the wife. And the other thing that we found out is that, you know, they attended John Carroll University. It's the school of the Jesuits. So they have a lot going on with that family, and they're in ministry. Not only are they in ministry, they're running a college, a supposedly a Christian college that people can come in and learn, but it's actually based off a Catholic system and the principles that they're teaching. So, and the attire that you see them wearing, the mitre, that hat, which is represents Dagon, and the fish hat, that's what it is. It's a headband. It's a Babylonian headband. And so they're wearing that, and I talked about the shamirs, the rochets, the tippet, which goes over their robe, and, you know, they have the berettas. That's the hat. That's another style of hat. that they're wearing. And another thing is that this chair, this middle chair, that sometimes you go to churches and you see this middle chair, that's based upon the Babylonian system as well. They believe that's the bishop's throne, and you know that when he sits there, he's ascending into high places. So that tallest chair is able to reach to heaven, and he gets special powers when he sits in that chair. So that's based off the Catholic system, the Cathedral Petri, and that's St. Peter's chair. I also talked about that, and that's the very apostle, like a lot of them say in the Catholic Church, they come up with different saints, different ones. So St. Peter, they trace each bishop that is ordained in the system back to the apostle Peter. I talked about that as well. So there's just a number of things going on in the Catholic Church, and that is coming over into the Christian Church as well. So even the very thing that you saw when the one of the bishops was ordaining a man, yes, and he laid on top of him, so they're coming up with all these Catholic things. And you also saw in the video of the Catholic creepers where the bishop was laying down with the cloth of, over him, just like what was going on in the at the one that I was talking about with the Bishop Ginaldo Lee being consecrated, by his archbishop, if you will, because he was becoming a bishop himself. So there's a number of things going on in the church today as far as inclusion. Things that people are seeing, now open, it has been going on all along, but, it's becoming now more apparent, and it's becoming open, different things that you may see, different things that was not accepted in society or just not accepted in the church. It was not biblical, and neither is it biblical now, but it's being accepted. So the inclusionism is on the rise, and the Babylonian system. That chair that I was talking about represents also the labor of Hercules. Anybody know about Hercules, the Greek mythology that people, studied with Athena and all these other gods and goddesses? And, so it gets back to that. And, the revelation, the different things that we're seeing, it's in the Bible, So you don't have to be shocked. You just need to be alert. And to be on, be on guard, be on duty.
We thank God for Brother Ajudanda, for sharing this information. The Word of God said, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." It's because you don't get in and dig in and study and to you. You need to be aware, even when prophets and different ones come to you and everybody accepting it because, they well known, everybody know them. So you just jump right in, and just accept it too. But no, you need to examine, search, do research and see where these people coming from and see what's the root behind this thing. Because the Word of God says in Jude chapter 1 and verse 4 says, "For there are certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this condemnation ungodly." Ungodly. It didn't say godly. It said ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying. That's what it said. And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. You know that's what's going on today. I mean, you know, when you talk about the New World Order, you know, there had to be a cleansing first. So the cleansing was all about trying to get you to change your belief system. It had to cleanse out all the stuff that you already knew that was right. It had to move that out of the way to causing you to get to receive this stuff. So, you know, Obama said a change has come. All this thing, bloodlines, you know, and everything. I mean, you just got to be aware. Do your research and find out what's going on. Why are these preachers and bishops and stuff looking like the Pope today? I mean, come on. We also have with us Pastor Harris.
False religion is being practiced and being taught in the church today, and that's why sometimes you see certain behaviors, certain things established because of the men who have strong spirits of seduction and reducing people down and not believing the word, missing the gospel instead of preaching the whole counsel of God's word.
Yeah, I know, Pastor, when Bishop Jakes first came out, you know, it seemed that a lot of the ministries and everything, they were kind of like talking about Bishop Jakes and, you know, oh, he can speak so well and, you know, and we never seen anybody could talk like him, and seemed like everybody wanted to be running to see how this man come from West Virginia, and he only had a few people, you know, how can we get like him? Did you run across a few pastors and things that were, you know, talking about Bishop Jakes? You know, everybody wanted to be like him. Everybody forgetting about being like Jesus. They wanted to be like Jakes and see how did this man get this so-called empire, you know, with 30,000 people from, what, 5 or 10 people to 30,000? Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
I know you're kind of hoarse from ministering today.
Yes, our goal is to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all these other things that we added unto us. That should be the primary goal of every Christian, every believer, to seek God's face, his will, his plan and purpose for your own life.
Well, I was saying, you know, like, you know, Bishop Jake, so, you know, a lot of people head over heels with him, you know,
Well, he's not the creator.
Right. The same thing with Noah Jones. You know, he even say, you know, he can talk and he's intellectual and, you know, so, you know, it gives him the right to, you know, have all the stuff that the people giving him. You know, I mean, it's just foolishness. These people need to wake up.
Amen. People have made idols out of men. So these days, it just got to be where it is only what's of God, what is not of God, so that's on your part spiritually to read your Bibles, to pray, to seek God's face and seek God's word, meditate continually.
I mean, it's sad when you see these ministers that was once, you know, well, we already know that they was ordained, I believe, Bishop Jackson, they were ordained for such a time as this, even, you know, the other one with Dio Azusa, Carson Pierce, and some. I believe all these people, you know, was ordained for such a time as this, you know, they paved the way, you know. TDJ's come out with a woman down loose, you know. It just seemed like, oh, my God. I mean, the women's are just having conferences that don't make sense. They call them baby doll conferences, just any kind of conference, high heels. And, oh, my God. I mean, it's like, you know, and then I was listening to Andre Donna talking about, you know, Bishop Ellis' wife saying that women are first. And, I mean, come on, they need to wake up. We know we were not first. God made man, and then, you know, woman, you know, help me. She's supposed to be his helper, not to be over him or anything, but supposed to be helping him. But, I mean, people are just running loose. I mean, fashion here, fashion there, and, I mean, just everything going on. It's just inclusion everywhere. We really need to pray like never before. I'm telling you, so much stuff that's going on out here, and people are not keeping their guards up. They're not watching and praying. Most of all, you need to read your word for yourself, because, you know, people are sucked in and, you know, with false teaching and stuff because they don't want to read and study the word for themselves. They want somebody to, you know, to feed them, you know, go listen to Jason, never pick up your Bible and see what the word's saying. They just falling over heels, and people call us and, you know, text us and write us and say all kinds of things to us. You know, y'all need to be quiet, leave them alone, and, you know, because we want you to know truth. This is your soul that's at stake, you know. Bishop Jake's got to die just like you and me, you know, and he don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, but people are saying they say to call and email you, do some of everything, you know, and cuss you out. But you say you're saved. I mean, this is a lifestyle. I mean, the church is, I mean, it's in trouble. The church is really in trouble. They dancing. They're doing everything. There's so much that we can say about the church today. But we're saying, get in your word. Run for your life. This is your soul we're talking about. And we all have to depart from here. One thing, there's a fact you was born, and there's a fact you're going to die, and you're going to spend eternity somewhere. That's how you want to?
About the joint college, because Bishop J.D. Ellis is the head of that, and he's the one that consecrated Bishop Neil Ellis, and also works along with Bishop Paul Morton. I want to say about the building that Bishop J.D. Ellis currently worships in is a Christ Scientist Byzantine. It was built by them. It was dedicated by them. And even Bishop J.D. Ellis acknowledges that. And it was a religion. It's an occult. And it was founded by Mary A. Baker, and she was a trance medium. She even, acted as a medium for communicating with dead people and trying to conjure up spirits. So we're not supposed to have anything to do with that. You know, you find those, you know, scriptures even back in Leviticus and Deuteronomy talking about that you're not supposed to, you know, have, you know, any part with things like that. So, you know, even when you go upon how these people have such a large audience and that people will follow them whatever they say, you know, they can pick up the person at the front could pick up the Bible and throw it, and the people will still be there with you, following you. It was done even with what's the man named Jim Jones. So Jim Jones was in the same predicament. Jim Jones was in a church that was actually the Christ Sciences Church. It is not a Christian organization. So, you know, he was in. He was also in the building just like what Bishop J.D. Ellis is in. So don't think of it as a mere building. But this building has been consecrated, dedicated, you know, for evil doings, and it's not of God, the true and living God.
So we would like to say you can call us at 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. You may call at this time, 818-691-7304. We just want to get this information out. You know, we're just trying to expose wrong teaching, you know? 818-691-7304. We have a caller. God bless you. God bless you.
Hey, praise the Lord, Ready Church. How y'all doing?
All right.
I just want to thank you for this word, for the research, and for the rich information. It's just a blessing from the Lord. If you don't mind, I just wanted to read a couple of verses from Galatians chapter 1. And it says, But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that we have received, let him be accursed. And that's verses 8 and 9. And that's what's happening here. People are bringing these different gospels and they're preaching this stuff to these people, and these people have to know that it's foreign because it doesn't agree with your spirit. So, you know, we need to pay attention to, you know, when the Lord leads someone like Brother Adyalahante to do this research and bring it, you know, it's because God is really trying to make sure that your eyes are open and that your heart is open to the Holy Spirit warning you against this, because to be accursed, if you really look that up and pay attention to what that means, that's not a good thing. So if you're receiving this false doctrine, you will eventually begin teaching it yourself, because you'll confess it to someone, and you don't want to fall into that accursed place. It's just not a good place to be. And I'm just so grateful to you, Adyalahante, the way that you just follow the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, and your boldness and your willingness to let the people know what's really going on. And I just pray the Lord's blessings upon you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's all I had to say.
God bless you. God bless you. We thank and praise God for you.
God bless you.
You can just feel the spirits in the atmosphere. Don't want to get the word. Don't want us to get the word out. But if God be for us, who can be against us? Ain't that right?
Amen.
I see we have Sister Johnson.
Church.
Praise the Lord, Sister Johnson.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the Ready Church. Thank God for the pastor and the speakers and all the listeners tonight. I know on another blog talk, I heard the guest speaker talk about the communion, and I wanted him to elaborate on that a little bit for me tonight about how the Catholic Church was taking communion and what it represented to them.
Right, the communion, and when the Catholic Church is taking communion at Mass, they believe that Jesus Christ is that wafer that any random person in there is eating, but that is not true. You know, even in the Bible, when Jesus broke bread with his fellow disciples there, he was telling them that, you know, to take this and that, you know, that this is, that this represents his body, you know, because he was right there. They were not eating him. They could see him right there in the flesh. They were not eating Jesus Christ. And so all this nonsense that people are actually gravitating to, they need to take heed to the word of God, and they need to, you know, just have an understanding.
Amen. I thank God. I know, too, because it tells you in 1 Corinthians 12, and 30, well, 11 and 30, it says, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you and many asleep. And I know in a lot of churches, I mean, they don't teach on the significance of communion. They allow any and everybody to take communion. So when I heard that, that was such a blessing to me. That I mean, these people really think they're eating the body, that they, the wafer that they're eating is Christ. I mean, how sick can that be?
Right.
But I just thank God tonight for the Ready Church. And another part, when you were talking about J.D. Ellis and how his children attend Catholic schools, but the Bible tells us in Proverbs 22 to train up our children in the way, you know, of the Lord. So that's bringing confusion, you know, to your children. They don't know which way to go. You got them in the Catholic church, then you got them in the church. So I just thank God for all the information that has been presented tonight, and I thank God for every speaker that's on the Ready Church tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And another point about the communion is that it's just not only going on in the Catholic Church's mass where and that any random person takes communion. It's going on in the Christian churches today. You will see that people just abruptly just let anybody, just anybody, no matter who they are, no, they don't even understand what they're doing, you know, and they're up there giving them the, you know, the bread and wine, you know. Some of them do have actually real wine there. Some of them, you know, use grape juice or anything, but they're giving their children and just different people in there. Somebody that comes mm-hmm. off the street don't even know what they're doing or anything. You haven't explained anything to them, and you're handing them communion. So people are doing that unworthily. So it's not only going on in the Catholic Church with that. That is a cult religion anyway. But, you know, it's happening, and it's being included into the Christian church today. So take heed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You got something else you want to say, Sister Tracy?
Oh, no, I'm just listening. I like listening and just hearing the blessings of the Lord coming forth. I stay on the line so I can hear, because I listen to you all through the telephone.
All right. We have another caller, 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304.
I noticed that in a lot of places, you notice that it probably doesn't matter what state or different places that you live in, that they're setting up different types of statues and that representing, you know, different gods and stuff, you know. I noticed that, and I've noticed even that, like I see on a lot of items, they're starting to have this significant type of universal barcode that is actually, I'm taking note of that, you know, because it hasn't been happening all along, but you noticing that it's this special barcode thing that is being implemented on all products. I mean, it's just not food items, but it's, you know, regular household items, but you noticing that this hasn't always been around, and so, you know, you got to be careful.
Thank you, Paul.
You got to be prayerful and everything. I know that even on my page on the page on YouTube, that, you know, somebody got mad at me, you know, which I don't care, you know, they got mad at me for defending, you know, the Holy Spirit. I mean, this person was discrediting the Holy Spirit. They were blaspheming the Holy Spirit. I mean, this person was saying that they tried to commit suicide, and they made special emphasis to say that they had the Holy Ghost while they were trying to do it. So, you know, but this person is a famous artist, and they have celebrity, you know, in front of their name, and they had the gospel celebration on BET with Bobby Jones and everything, so people are, you know, quick to defend them. But no, don't defend your idol. That doesn't mean anything. Defend the Bible like you're defending that idol. That's what you need to be defending, is the Bible. You know, so I see that a lot of people are doing that. And so, you know, I just say, it be hint stating I'm not listening to you, devil. You know, so I don't have to listen
Thank
to that
you.
Stuff. All right. So get thee behind me, Satan. So, and then I don't hear from them anymore. So.
All right.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this broadcast, God. We pray that someone's heart would be receptive to what they heard, and God, that it would come forth through their life, God. We pray that we would just take
thank
heed to every area of your word, God, that we would just draw closer to you in these last and evil days, God, that you would give us discernment, God, that you would just show us your word, God, that we just grow in you and just draw closer to you in these last and evil days, God, that your word would be shining, God, that when people see us, that they would see your light, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we pray. That was the seed of God is exalted in Jesus Christ, is
dear Lord.
All right. Come on, y'all. The devil's defeated.
The devil defeated.
God is exalted.
God is
exalted.
Jesus Christ
is Christ.
Dear Lord.
God bless you. Ready, church.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Love you, sister.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah. Put your hands together, everybody. Yeah. Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right. And they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you want to do. God will say, so now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side. I'm still dating, man. Don't you be deceived.